All right, welcome to the Crass Files members. Adam plugging in here on Monday night, the 3rd of October 2022 for the Night's Watch podcast. I hope you guys are doing fine out there wherever you may be. And if you're here in Australia like me, I'm in Sydney, Australia. I hope you had a good long weekend enjoyed. It's good to have that time off. I've been so busy doing so many things, absolutely unbelievable. I was going to come on last night, but couldn't, so I'll just cover it all tonight as fast as I can. There's always much to go through anyway, and lots happening in 2022, isn't it? Very crazy, bizarre, strange times as we move forward here together. You guys are awesome. Thanks so much for your ongoing support. Can't keep that website up and going like that in that capacity without some members to just help me here. And you guys do that, so contact me anytime through the website. You're awesome, and get in the website members. There's a members area and a chat room. Lots of great info going up there as well. And we're over on Telegram if you want to have a chat there. But everything's linked on the website. And as I said, plenty going up all the time. Big week of podcasting this last week. Don't know, maybe 5 or 6 podcasts all up. And extra podcasts, extra content, longer podcasts for the members, of course. And so good to do all those, but very, very busy. We'll be a bit quieter this week moving forward, but I'm sure we'll be continuing our conversations here as we move forward into 2022. I've got a few things to cover anyway, and bits and pieces, of course. As always, lots going on for sure, and isn't it weird times? I was just put up a photo in the Telegram channel yesterday. It was so strange. I was just in a local beach, kind of beach parking lot area, and I remember like the last couple of years they've been putting up all these COVID-19 signs all over Australia. If you're in Australia, you'll know those signs, especially here in New South Wales or Sydney. You'll see those yellow and black 1.5 meters apart sign, the yellow and the black ones. Not cheap. I mean, probably hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of dollars it would have cost to put those signs up there, like plastic ones. They put them everywhere in the parks and everywhere that you went. In the last couple of years, they've had those signs up absolutely everywhere, the ones. And so generally they're disappearing now. That is the council's job to clean that mess up that they made. But if I'm out anywhere now walking around and I see any of those signs, I usually just take them, pull them off and just chuck them in the bin. But there was one of those signs yesterday anyway in the parkland near the beach. And it was actually inside. It was all this overgrown, weeds and plant life, all overgrown over the sign. And it was way, way in deep. And I just walked past, and I made it out. I caught my eye, you know, and I looked in there and pulled the all the weeds and stuff apart. And there's that black and white COVID-19 distance sign. And the plants and, the coastal plants and everything are growing over it, and it's getting lost under there. Really, really was a great photo. I took that photo yesterday just as a reflection of this whole COVID-19 nonsense, this whole virus scam and this whole bullshit with the jabs and all the nonsense they made people do and jumping through hoops. The distancing, the masking, the gloves, the washing of the hands, the lockdowns, the whole stupid, ridiculous nonsense. You can just see, I kind of made me laugh yesterday just looking at that COVID-19 sign, just all overgrown and lost in time, you know. It's all gone, isn't it? And people are standing there not understanding why they got the jabs. Well, you were scammed, and that's what I said. You were scammed. Sorry about that, but you were scammed because you didn't do your research and you didn't know. And hopefully you know now and you can try and work on being getting this stuff out of your body if you can, and hopefully you're still okay. But what a scam it's been, huh? What an absolute scam it's been. And still people still wearing the masks, of course, for absolutely no reason whatsoever, but that's their trip, man. I guess that's what they want to do. That's fine. Let them go. Doesn't bother me. But mostly okay. It was a clip, of course, because they're slowly taking out the last ridiculous nonsense COVID rules in Australia. So the quarantine laws, I think, are going now. And the doctors and the experts are furious. They're furious about it. And they think that the virus is still there. The boogeyman is still creeping around everybody's neighbourhoods. And it could still come out and get you out of the darkness. And they're not happy that this is happening. That the Australian government are taking out the nonsense rules after how many years now, and they're still going on with it, but they're slowly taking them all out, and there was no virus to begin with. There's no COVID-19 virus, so you look at that, and you look at what they've done over the last 2 years or so, and you just shake your head in disbelief. Anyway, the experts are back, and they're furious because they think that you shouldn't be taking out all these... any of these restrictions and their bad decisions. So the mainstream media piece is here.
...has declared it's a bad decision to scrap COVID isolation periods in stinging criticism of the nation's political leaders. The Burnet Institute chief has joined a chorus of doctors who say COVID deaths are too high to make the change.
If there was a sign Melbourne was back to normal, today was it. No masks, no social distancing, and from October 14, no isolation periods. But yesterday's National Cabinet announcement has many health professionals stunned.
Pandemic's not over. The last few months were our deadliest months of the whole pandemic. I thought it was a bad decision in and of itself.
At least 30 people are dying on average per day. Now, imagine that's like a Boeing 737 crashing in Australia every week.
In just 13 days, COVID-positive Australians will no longer be forced to stay home for 5 days, except those who work in...
How's that for propaganda?
I think it's good. I think we're moving forward. And we need to get rid of them and start living life as normal.
That's why I got the vaccine, because I believe I can be free.
But not everyone agrees.
With the mask rule gone as well, and now getting rid of the COVID isolation, it kind of feels like, hey, we just don't care anymore.
State chief health officers weren't consulted about the change. Victoria's Brett Sutton warning against sleepwalking into COVID.
Health experts say dropping isolation periods will not only spread transmission, but also increase serious chronic illness with the impact of long COVID.
This really could be the mass disabling event. COVID is still here. It's a major threat. The new wave is coming. There's every chance it'll be worse than the last wave.
Cassie Zervos, 7 News.
Yeah, this is just a little snippet from the mainstream media news in Australia, and you can't believe it, can you? You can't believe it when you know that there is no virus, that there never was COVID-19 virus, that it doesn't exist, there's nothing there, and you listen to these fucking muppets on the mainstream media news and you hear this information, you just shake your head in utter disbelief. You just can't believe it. You just can't believe what you're hearing. But this is what's going on, whether you listen to it or not, or whether I listen to it or not. It's still going on, and most of the population who got their jabs are listening to the mainstream media. That's just a simple fact, and it's there anyway. Whether you can turn it off, and that's great, but it's still there. And this is what's going on, and it's absolutely incredible. Did you hear about the plane crashing in Australia and all of this? I mean, these people are just out of ideas. The fear-mongering and ridiculous nonsense is absolutely astounding, isn't it? And as I said, when you understand that there is no virus and never was, it's all a psychological operation, you just, wow. And for those who choose to believe that there's still some kind of virus there, well, they'll play into things like this, you know. Even if they do think, oh, you know, it's propaganda, they'll still play into it. You have to take the virus off the table completely and understand that there was never any virus there in the first place. And you hear that and you're like, wow, this is why I walk around in an absolute daydream all day. I just can't believe where I'm living. It's astonishing, you know. And, The The point I wanted to make about that clip is they're all on the same team. And so what happens here is with these governments and these, health authorities or whatever, over the last few years put us all through hell over, something that just isn't there. And look what they've done. And they're just slowly getting more people jabbed, as many as they can. And people are getting their vaccines and their boosters, and they're slowly doing it. And they slowly take away the restrictions that they set up, which shouldn't have been there in the first place because there was never any virus, and it's just absolute nonsense. And I've covered this many times on the podcast before, how all of this is designed very specifically to create belief in the virus and to sustain that belief profile that people have in their mindsets for the fake imaginary virus. And so with something like that, what's happening is the government and the media and these health professionals and scientists and doctors and whoever they are up there saying it, and they're it's like a wrestling match. They're pretending to be at each other's throats. So these guys don't agree with what the government decisions are and taking the restrictions out completely. They think that there should be restrictions because we've got another wave coming, as this fucking clown said. So evil, that guy. And even though we're going into summer in Australia, he's telling you that there's more waves coming and we're going into summer, so they're absolutely delusional. And what this is a complete psychological operation. It just shows you how many there are going on here, psyops, so the government taking out the restrictions and the last remaining kind of restrictions, just milking them away. And then, so the population feel great about that because the government are taking out all the last restrictions and the quarantine things and all of this when they shouldn't have even been there in the first place, and the whole thing's been a fucking scam. So the government slowly take away those, and the public are very happy about this, and they feel really good about it, and they're like, we're finally getting back to normal, even though I've been poisoned with mRNA technology that has actually completely compromised my entire body, changed my blood work forever, and completely changed my genes. DNA altering. I will never be really truly human again, and who even knows if I will even be able to have an afterlife experience now. Maybe they've shut off my my connection to my true self, my consciousness. Maybe that's gone as well. Who knows? Nothing but a Frankenstein character, I guess, in the game of life. But that's okay. I've had the jabs. I did what I was told. I locked down. I rubbed my hands together like a crazy cricket. I wore my mask. We've gone through two and a half years or whatever of hell. And now the government are finally taking those last bricks of tyranny out of the wall so we can see clearly on the other side now. We can all go through. And this is fantastic. We're all pleased about that. But then on the other side of the coin, you've got the experts, the doctors and all these university people and all these clowns who are up there furious about this decision, saying that it's too early, you can't, the virus is still lurking, the boogeyman's still there, you can't do this. They're furious at the government. And so then the public, understand this is a psych warfare on the public mindset. The public feeling good about what the government's done and feeling good about what Daniel Andrews is doing, and that's going to make them more likely to vote him in the upcoming elections and kind of forget what the government's done to people in this country over the last couple of years and what the police forces did. And so then you've got the experts on TV at the same time furious about this. And what that does is that it still drives in that splinter of concern into the public mindset. So what it does is, it as I said before, it creates that bubbling up belief in COVID-19. It is really real, and no matter what happens, and even if we all go back to complete normal, which there is never going to be any normal again, if you've been vaccinated, you're fucked. And there's never going to be any normal again in my book. I mean, unless this whole thing is just taken off the table. Too many people are still playing into it. So we ourselves have got to understand this, that we live in a completely abnormal times and we've got to navigate now. We know the truth in our mindsets personally and our friendships and communities, but this world that we live in is distorted, it's disturbed, it's been changed. And these people in the public are given that sort of view that they're going to go back to normal, but then they're hearing the experts crying and shouting about this, and then that creates that kind of worry that, you know, perhaps that virus could come back and maybe I should keep my mask in my pocket, or maybe I should get that extra booster shot. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do what the government tell me, and I'm going to go out and enjoy my life, but also I'm going to be very careful, because I think, you know, as the experts are saying on the TV, you know, the virus could come back at any time, and the experts are worried about me. The government want to give me my freedoms back, but the experts, they're worried that I'm going to get the virus again, and my friends and family are. So I want to have my, you know, belief system in both parties. You know what I mean? If you can understand what I'm getting at here, it's really just crazy. So the experts and these people are pretending on TV to be fighting and angry against the government when they're all in the same bed together, and the joke is on us. It's all a game. It's all a game. 150%, because the experts going on with what they're talking about just creates and cements belief in the virus and that it is still there. They're always going to be saying that. It's never going to go away. And then the government's giving you kind of this, you know, clear path to go and take your freedoms back. With most people forgetting that they had this stuff put into their bodies. So we can see here it's the same as politics, Liberal versus Labour. They're opposites, you know. We have these parties going up there and battling it out and for our votes. And so every 3 years, the vicious circle goes round and round and all the people go and vote the Labour guys in. Then they're disillusioned and not happy after 3 years. And then round and round it goes, they go and vote the Liberal guy back in. Then the Labour guy, the two-party system. You will never have any choice. The same party, the same system, pretending to be on different teams, but it's the same thing. This is what people can't understand. The general population, they just don't fucking get it, no matter what you tell them. I vote Liberal. I am a Labour voter. My father was a Labour voter. My grandfather was a Labour voter. My great-grandfather, he voted Labour. He was Liberal. We're Libs. We're Labs. And they don't understand that it's the same system. They can't see that Liberal, Labour, the Greens, all these politicians are on the same team. They can't see that the media are on the same team. The big pharmaceutical corporations are on the same team. You know, all the TV stations, all the big corporations are all on the same team. And the joke is on us because we can't see it in big enough numbers. So all this has been going on now because last year, or, you know, the year before, you know, during the whole COVID thing, all the experts and the government bureaucrats and the chief health ministers and officers and all of them and the media and all of them agreed, you know, we need to be locked down. You can't go outside. You have to social distance. You have to wear a mask. You have to do this. You know, they all agreed. Ultimately, they all agreed 100%, and now it's splintering off. The government are doing things to give us our freedom back, but these people in the media and these health experts are furious at the government. And so, you know what I mean? For the general people out there who believe in all of this, as I said, they're looking at a government who cares for them and wants to give them their lives and their freedoms back and wants you to go out and enjoy yourself, but you've got these experts on TV that are extremely worried about you and your communities and they want to protect you and do anything they can to protect you, and they're worried that the boogeyman's going to get you. So you got one foot in this pool and the other foot in the other pool. So you're gonna play both sort of things here. So that's how they really screw people's minds. You know, they really do badly. badly, you know. And most importantly, what all this does, when they're pretending to argue on TV like that and they're doing these reports, it creates belief in something that simply doesn't exist. This is what they're doing. They're going to give you your life back, and they're going to tell you that we're all going back to normal and you can go and travel and do all these things. But this whole COVID thing, is they're still going to be saying you've got to be careful. We're still worried, you know. You know, it's too early. There's another wave, all of this, you know. So, I imagine most people, they got that in their mind now when they watch the news like that. When they watch these reports, they're thinking that it could get me, you know. Like, he could be right. It could get me. What if I become too relaxed and I start to live my life like I was, you know, many, many years ago, and I completely drop my guard and I don't think about it anymore? I could get COVID again. I mean, you know, so it really, you know, a long way around to explain it and go through that, but that is just one tiny little report that's coming through the media. This is the thing, you know. I could be here for months breaking down the mainstream media and these kinds of operations that they're doing. It really is incredible. And to talk in the way that they're doing, if you have any kind of these scientists or experts up there on TV and they're worried about you being too relaxed and getting COVID again, the general population have trust in these people, and, you know, they think that those people are just there to really, you know, want to protect them, even if it does mean taking away their rights, and screwing them over really badly. Also, in that clip, they talk about all these deaths and everything. Well, that's what a load of shit, you know. And if there are all these deaths, it's all coming from these jabs, isn't it? And all sorts of other things. So, unbelievable. Some of the crap they come up with and how they engineer the public minds, the minds of the public, how they steer it in such a unique and specific way. It's unbelievable. Just like this Freemason, the new Italian Prime Minister, everyone in the Truther movement are wedding themselves over the new Prime Minister in Italy. I'm sure Johnny will have something to say about this one. A Freemason. This is the thing. This is what I was talking about ages ago, you know. Right at that time when America were demanding change, what did they give them? Trump. This is the system. See, the system knows that people are going to be at different stages of waking up. And so the system itself constantly has to outsmart or, you know, stay steps ahead of the awakening of the masses. So obviously, look what they did to the people in Italy. Look what they did to them over a complete hoax, a complete scam. Look what they did to the people in that country, what they did to that country. Obviously, the Masonic system knows that people are going to start getting really pissed off. People are going to start waking up. People are going to be angry. People are going to want heads to roll. People are going to want answers. They're going to be angry at Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the globalists. So what do? They install an imposter who's pretending to be on our side and the people's side, and gets up there and rants and raves about these evildoers, and everyone thinks that this person's on their side. So, you know, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. What we're seeing here, a complete Freemason, and the entire Truther movement's wetting their panties over this woman, that she's some beacon of absolute pure light, here for all to be. It's a female Trump here to take all our shackles off. You know, it's absolute fucking nonsense. Just like Trump and just like QAnon and all this rubbish. They're not here for you. As the people wake up, they put leaders in to reflect what the people want. And so people want this in this country and they want all these things done. They'll put a guy in there that basically will do all that or give the appearance that they're going to do all that and give the appearance that they're on the people's side and they're fighting with the people against tyranny. When that's a puppet installed by the very same system that these people are trying to fight against. This is how it works. And they have to stay ahead as so many people wake up. Because obviously, look what you did to billions of people on planet Earth and then lied to them, completely lied to them, ruined people's lives, and then injected them with this poisons. Imagine the ramifications of this when billions of people start, if there's anyone left, I don't know, getting really pissed off about this. They're going to want answers. They're going to be angry. So what do? That they nullify the response of the people. And that rage, they nullify it by putting in these puppets, to steer the people away and distract them again. Here's all these people thinking that Donald Trump is going to save them, and here he is there on national television telling you how wonderful these mRNA jabs are. You know, it just defies belief to me. You know? There will never, ever be any real change unless the people stand up together in their billions and make that change. And I'm talking get rid of all of them. All the whole system needs to be flushed down the toilet and we need to install our own people. The people need to take over. And can you see it happening? I don't know. Maybe there was a chance or a time that I thought that, but when half the planet got these jabs in their arms, I kind of gave up hope. I lost faith. I couldn't believe that people would be so stupid, you know, to do something like that to their own bodies and not even question that. It was just incredible to me. Absolutely incredible. He's really amazing. I was thinking about people the other day, you know, how they are, how they question everything, how they're careful about what they eat and their kids eat and what goes into their bodies, how they're funny with their security and their personal things and privacy and everything. You look at this whole Optus thing, people are furious with a few of their details being supposedly released by hackers in hoodies. We talked about this. Another psyop to bring in the new biometric system, you know. But they're furious. They're absolutely furious because their phone numbers or their card details or their license plate numbers, you know, were put out there for people to see. They'll fight tooth and nail for all sorts of different things, but when it comes to pharmaceutical corporations, they just lie down on the bed, spread eagle, and cop it. Never question anything. When it comes to the medical system, no questions. How many times did we say this? When you have toys that injure children at Christmas time, kid swallows something or gets injured by a toy, you get massive product recalls over the entire country. You know, these companies have to take products off the shelf. If someone opens a can of baked beans and something makes them sick or they find a fingernail in there or something, you know, they got a product recall and take them all off the shelves. Anything that's going to injure especially a child, it's outrageous. You see it on the media every single year at Christmas time or all these things when some toy injures a child, we're outraged. We're absolutely outraged. And all the mums and dads are up there all outraged. But these mRNA jabs, look what they're doing to people and how many millions of people they're killing right now in front of our faces, and nothing gets done and nothing gets said. They want you to have a seatbelt in your car to protect you from an accident, but there you go. They jab this stuff into your arm. Go figure. Don't worry, the government's always doing everything in its power to protect you, the citizen, from harm. You know, they want to protect you from harm. They want to make sure that you get through your whole life, and they don't want you to have any accidents. They don't want you to get hurt or injured in any way. They definitely don't want you to die, but they inject you with this stuff. And you flop around like a fish out of water and you die a horrible death, but that's okay. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable. I mean, if you make a product that hurts a child or kills a child, the whole world's going to hate you. Your company's going to go bust in about 5 minutes. You know, every parent in this country is going to despise you. But you get a doctor in a lab coat, inject one of these Pfizer jabs into a kid and they twitch around, have a seizure and die. That's okay. Thank you, doc. You did the best you could. Thanks, Pfizer. Thank you, Jewish, demonic CEO of Pfizer. Thanks for that injection and killing my child. But because you're a big pharmaceutical company and the doctor gave my kid the injection and you wear lab coats and have stethoscopes and you have medical establishments and you got all this money, I'm going to go down on my knees and praise you. Oh, God. Oh, God. But hurt my child in any other reason, I'm gonna get the machete out, you know. Free reign, pharmaceutical corporations can just go and inject people in kids, kill them in broad daylight in front of everyone, ruin their lives, you know, and all good. Thank you very much. But when it's anything else, people go ballistic. Isn't it incredible? The stranglehold and the mind control that the medical Rockefeller establishment have over over human beings. And with all the information that we know about all of this, people just don't listen. But if you tell them something else is hurting them or hurting their kids, they'll listen. But when you tell them that it's the jabs that are hurting them, they don't want to know. They don't want to know. A few articles now before I close up shop tonight. The expose, this went up on our Telegram channel. The Pfizer effect. Hundreds of thousands of people are dying due to COVID vaccination every week, according to official government data. Of course, we know that, you know, the inoculations trigger the real pandemics. No viral outbreaks trigger pandemics because there is no virus. And the only thing that's going to trigger a pandemic or what seems to be a pandemic are jabs in the arm. People start to fall sick and then those around them start thinking that's a virus. Everyone's around me sick. I have to get more jabs and they die. And they all get sucked down the tube to hell. This is what happens. Waiting times for ambulances are at an all-time high. The number of emergency calls due to people suffering cardiac arrest is at an all-time high. The number of people dying is at an all-time high, with hundreds of thousands of excess deaths occurring around the world every week. An official government reports prove without a shadow of a doubt that this is all a consequence of the COVID-19 vaccination. So all these hundreds of thousands of people and what's going to turn into a tsunami, as I've been saying, of people dying, and then, well, you would have to sort of think, okay, what is it that humanity did differently in the last couple of years? Did we take something or do something that could cause this effect? You know. Healthcare system being overwhelmed. You were instructed to stay at home to protect the healthcare system, but while you did so, hospitals essentially had a holiday, and this is backed up by official data. We were told in the last couple of years the hospitals are full when people were just starting to get their jabs, and they weren't. They were empty. And so another psyop, and you were told the answer to everyone's prayers was the COVID-19 injection. But now that you have done so, the healthcare system is on the brink of collapse. And this is what we were talking about all last year and before even people got the jabs. They were telling you that the healthcare system was on the verge of collapse when it wasn't. There was no one in there, and then everyone started to get the jabs, and then slowly. And this is only the start. This is only the beginning. It's going to get much, much worse. And don't forget all the healthcare people, you know, on the front line, the nurses and doctors and all the staff, they're all jabbed as well. You know, this is of course what happened. We were talking ages ago on the podcast, weren't we, about the Spanish flu, which wasn't even from Spain. Another psychological operation to scare people in Europe that there was some flu, just to disguise whatever it was that was causing illness in communities, and that would generally be tied to pollution and contamination in the environment around people, as we discussed. And then they scared people into getting these new flu-like or influenza-type shops and shots and started making millions and millions of people sick. And people who were not vaccinated never got sick. And not only that, people who were not vaccinated were helping people who were sick but didn't get anything themselves. And that's a fact. Are they going to expect us to help all these people who are going to get sick? Really, really, really sick? Really, really sick. What are you going to do when your relatives get really, really sick? And those people in your family and close to you that have had the jabs that are okay now, but what are you going to do when they start to get really, really sick? Are you going to nurse them at home? You know, with the cloth on their head and the I mean, what are you going to do? Have you asked yourself that question? What are you going to do if you're not jabbed, but many of your loved ones and family members or people you know and care about are, if they start to get sick in the coming years? As we were talking about these studies coming out from Europe now, where people 1 year later are starting to show very, very abnormal blood. If you've got very, very abnormal blood, you can't just go on living and everything's okay. This is a time bomb, folks. There is a tidal wave of sickness and death coming. And who knows? I mean, when this big wave hits, and I don't think so, but this could be their next waves, you know, that they cover it up. But I think it's just all over the place, you know. I mean, Europe are going through it now, and the US, they're in their winter, you're going to get more die-offs. I think it's like a slow thing. Because everyone was jabbed at different times and different amounts, you know. And you can see the difference in the southern hemisphere and the northern hemisphere. So they're going into winter in Europe. And it's been 1 or 2 years since they got their jabs. And now you're going to start seeing really serious shit. Same in the US and the UK and everywhere. We're going into our summer. We're behind. We got our jabs, not us, but we got our jabs later. So as we go into next year in Australia and we go into the winter in this country next year, and it's been 2 years or whatever since all these oldies and all these people had their boosters and everything, what's going to happen to them? What are we going to do about this? Ultimately, we have to protect ourselves and those around us who aren't jabbed, and we have to stay tight with our communities and keep doing all of this. But you know, there's a projection I put forth on my horizon looking forward, and I can't see a good picture, folks. I can see a fog of death looming, you know. And it's coming in like that movie, The Fog. Seen that movie? John Carpenter? He did. They Live. Did a movie called The Fog. It's a beautiful movie. I love that kind of look movie in the 80s with the lighthouses and stuff. But this fog comes in over the town, you know, and it brings death. That's what I see coming. And people will say I'm negative, but I can't see any other way because everyone's had this stuff in them. I mean, almost everybody that I know, bar a few people. So if you've been injected with that stuff, how can you have your life back? Aren't you missing the point? It's crazy. Ambulances in England are taking almost an hour to reach patients who have had a suspected stroke or heart attack. We heard that here in Australia as well. That there's a lot more of this happening. More than three times the 18-minute maximum wait. The latest NHS data shows when people call 999 666 upside down, they can no longer be confident that they will get the emergency care they need. Why? The following chart is taken from the UK Health Security Agency's Ambulance Syndromic Surveillance System Week 30 Bulletin, and it shows the daily number of 999-666 calls requesting an ambulance due to suffering cardiac arrest in England versus the expected rate. So there's a graph there. So the daily number of calls has been way above average since at least August 21, and the National Service Health Service has also confirmed in response to a Freedom of Information request the ambulance callouts relating to immediate care required for a debilitating condition affecting the heart nearly doubled in the whole of 2021, and are still on the rise further in 22. On the 25th of April 22, Duncan's husband sent a Freedom of Information request to the West Midlands Ambulance Service University NHS Foundation Trust requesting to know the number of call-outs for patients with heart conditions per year between 1st of January 2017 and the present day. That NHS responded on the 18th of May with a spreadsheet containing the requested information, and the following chart visualized the data made available in the spreadsheet. I can post this on the website tonight as well for folks to read. It's all the data's there. It's pretty amazing. So ambulance call hours for high conditions have been higher overall since January 21 and have been increasing month to month. It was not until April 21 that we saw a significant increase among people under the age of 30, though, and it again has increased month on month since then. And I know, like earlier this year and before, I was talking all the time on the podcast about all the ambulances. So many ambulances, and I was looking at it on Telegram and social media and everywhere. Everyone heard them. So many ambulance sirens. When they were really doing the Operation COVID Shield and a lot of people were getting them, those ambulances were going from before I woke up in the morning, and I'm usually up around 6 or so, till night. I never heard that in my life. Anyway, that's so COVID-19 jabs can damage the heart. That's a fact. So let's look at the fact that it is known without any shadow of a doubt that the jabs can cause serious damage to the heart, including myocarditis and pericarditis, are just two of the handful of adverse events medicine regulators have been forced to admit can occur due to the injections. They claim it's rare, but they are lying. The fact that their hand has been forced in admitting they can occur means they are much more common than the average person on the street would dare to think. Going off the charts, the heart inflammation. Hundreds of thousands of excess deaths are being recorded every week. So this is through Office for National Statistics, publishes weekly figures on deaths registered in England and Wales. The most advanced data, which is right up until almost a week ago, the end of September 22, and they've got the charts here, they're showing you the excess deaths going through the roof monthly. And all of this. So yeah, really, mortality rates are lowest among the unvaccinated in all age groups. And they got the graphs there, of course. Of course, there's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with us. We're still here. I mean, how is it that I never wore a mask and I never used hand sanitizer and I never got jabbed? And how long has it been? A couple of years now? How come I haven't tested positive for COVID then? I've never had a test, of course. I've never done any of it, and I don't feel any different than I did 5 years ago. How's that possible? And I've met a ton of people who said they've tested positive all the time and that they've had COVID and all of this. I mean, if this was such a serious pandemic and if they shut most of the world down, I mean, that's pretty serious. You would expect the neighbors to be coughing and splattering and falling over on the street and coughing up blood everywhere like a zombie movie. You know, I haven't had anything. How come those of us who never got the jabs and never played into any of this nonsense and never wore the masks or never believed in COVID, how come we're just completely fine like we've always been? Doesn't that prove, I'm just saying, doesn't that prove to these believers that the whole thing is a psychological operation and it isn't real? I know heaps of people that got these COVID injections and wore the masks and told they had COVID again and got the tests, endless tests, and their kids got COVID and they isolated it at home and they sanitized and they did every single thing that the government told them to. And some of them know that we here didn't do any of that, and they can't put two and two together. That I completely ignored the whole thing and continued to live my life normally. And we did here, completely lived our lives normally, while they went through all these hoops of fire, and they couldn't put two and two together in their brains that there's nothing wrong with this guy. If there was a pandemic that was so serious that they had to shut down all our jobs and lock us inside and shut down the whole planet and terrify everybody and really force these people to have these injections, wouldn't this guy be sick as well? I mean, if the COVID pandemic was that serious, which they told us it was basically the end of the world. I mean, if you look at what they did in their response, I mean, that's serious, right? If there really were a virus, but these people can't put two and two together that here's this guy basically next door that's not doing any sanitizing and not wearing any masks and not getting any injections and not, you know, not playing into one single part of any of it, not social distancing, nothing. And this person next door is just living their lives like they always have, and they're completely ignoring the whole thing, but I'm playing into the whole thing. I'm getting my jabs, I'm wearing my mask, I'm social distancing, I'm getting tested and all of this, and I'm being told I have this virus. Can't they see it? That if there was this really, really bad virus that was, you know, I mean... Wouldn't this guy next door have it as well? But they can't see it. They refuse to see it. They just, for some crazy reason, they just can't see it, folks. It's just crazy. It's crazy. I've tried to have conversations with people, and I'm trying to. They just don't see it. They don't see it. They can't see it. They just believe in something so much. We had some unbelievable propaganda coming out in the week. One in particular was shared everywhere. It was just phenomenal. Just to show you the levels that they're going to now. You shake your head in disbelief. This was a very, very crazy one from the Brisbane Times. A lot of people were sharing this in our circles. Unlike flu, COVID-19 attacks DNA in the heart. This is according to new research from Fantasy World. direct research. Okay, let's have a look at this. Direct research. Okay, is there a link? Is there a link to that research? No. Because there's no link to the research or any evidence that this research even exists, he's going to use the word direct because that creates belief in the reader. Okay, Stuart Late. Direct research on the hearts of COVID-19 patients who have died from the disease. Well, they didn't die from the disease because there is no disease. And people die every day from all sorts of things, but especially from the COVID jabs, but they won't tell you that, has revealed they sustained DNA damage in a way completely unlike how influenza affects the body. How does influenza affect the body when influenza isn't real? I'm not sure how that works. How does something that isn't real, like a fake virus, affect the body? Let's go into cartoon land. The finding gives researchers, who are the researchers? Nothing said here, no, just the researchers, see, clues, where this is Wile E. Coyote now, clues, the researchers that we don't know anything about, it just says researchers, they've got clues about exactly how severe COVID-19 is in affecting the body and also potential way to detect who will be seriously affected by the disease in the future. The work was an international collaboration led by researchers from Australia with Dr. Arutha Kalizingi, never heard of him, from the University of Queensland's Diamantina Institute and Ning Lui from Victoria's Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research co-leaders. Okay. So they said that the research is only a small step because the sample size was so small and the hearts of just 7 COVID-19 patients from Brazil. Okay, so why are these fake researchers that no one's ever heard of with really long names in Australia only looking at the samples from the hearts of people from Brazil? Supposedly died from COVID-19. Why aren't they doing it with people who died from COVID-19 in Australia? No. Because in fantasy world, these researchers, they've got to bring in somehow, I don't know how they're doing it, but they've got to bring in heart samples from people who died from COVID from Brazil. Right, I get you. Do they come in little packages or little boxes? How do they get sent into the country? We'll find out. And they're studying them. Anyway, the people from Brazil, the patients, the COVID-19 patients from Brazil were studied for the paper, along with the hearts from people who died from influenza and a control group. Okay, so who's the control group? Nothing here. No links, no resource links, nothing you can click on. I'm clicking, you can hear my mouse. Nothing there. Let's go down. Let's try and find one link. Let's try and find something, because now they're bringing in influenza, but that's got nothing to do with COVID-19. And the reason for that is influenza never stopped the world. The police never bashed our heads in for influenza, did they? They never locked us inside for influenza. They never shut our businesses down for influenza. They never brought the army on the streets for influenza. But they did for COVID-19, so there you go. There's your fact. COVID-19 is not influenza. It's much, much worse, right? Okay, but they're bringing in influenza again. And don't forget, influenza over the last few years disappeared. There wasn't any influenza. There was only COVID-19. Well, they're bringing influenza back. A little bit of a twist, you know, like having a nice drink. I'm having a gin tonight. London Dry. Cheers. I might put another little twist of lime. We found a lot of DNA damage that was unique to the COVID-19 patients, which wasn't present in the flu patients, he said. So in this study, COVID-19 and the flu look very different. in the way they affect the heart. The fact that COVID-19 affects people's hearts. Are you telling me that COVID-19 virus, remember what we covered on this podcast many, many times, the original WHO symptoms, that it was maybe a cough, tiredness, this kind of things, but nothing really more? When did COVID-19 turn into something that affects your heart? Well, they just brought that in because they felt like it. So now they're telling you in the Brisbane Times, it's a fact that COVID-19 affects people's hearts. It's a fact. A fact. Where? Where is the evidence to back up that fact? Well, I'm going to keep looking. Because they're telling me it's a fact that a fake virus that's never been isolated affects people's hearts. So where do they get to that fact? Through what evidence and study and research? Where are the numbers? Where are the links? Where do I find the evidence so I can click, click, click and go down the rabbit hole here to find where they built this to get to this fact? Where is it? One reason is that it is extremely difficult to get tissue samples from a living heart, so researchers have to wait for people to die from the disease for their heart to be able to be studied right. They said that he and his colleagues found that rather than extreme inflammation, which they had expected to find inflammation signals, had been suppressed in the hearts of COVID-19 patients, so now COVID-19 patients have inflammation of the heart, and it's not the jabs. While markers for DNA damage and repair were much higher than in people who had died from the flu. So the indications here are that there's DNA damage here. It's not inflammation. There's something else going on that we need to figure out. He said the way the DNA damage presented was similar to the way chronic diseases such as diabetes or even cancer presented, with the tissues of the heart putting out DNA damage signals. Right. So so your heart putting out DNA damage signals has nothing to do with the COVID-19 injections people got. It just does that because you have a fake virus. Going on, dealing with the health implications of COVID-19 itself and the so-called long COVID. Of course, there's long COVID now, so that's everything under the sun. No matter what symptom you have in life, no matter what it is, there's a million and one, it's all long COVID. The cohort of the people who suffer chronic complications from the disease, or the jabs, I put that in there, will be a challenge for countries in the months and years ahead. Well, of course it will, because in the years ahead, millions upon millions upon millions of people are going to get sick and die. And I was talking on previous podcasts about the antidote, you know, that they're possibly going to be coming up with something that people have to be injected with just to keep them alive, which is going to make the pharmaceutical corporations more money. You're going to need them, right? We talked about this. How are you going to get people to have booster after booster after booster when nobody wants them? Nobody wants more than two shots. Well, if you've had one or two shots and then later on you get so sick that you can't even breathe, then you will take their jabs if it gives you some kind of quality of life, but you'll need to have them each month or whatever it is, each week, each month, whatever amount of times it is a year, but you'll have to get their mRNA type jabs or beyond to keep you alive and to keep the pain at bay. That's how you will be given extra jabs. You won't have a choice, because getting their extra jabs is going to be better than living in agony, isn't it? From the initial jab that you got that they're calling long COVID. Wow, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was to convince the world he didn't exist. they're talking here about cardiovascular disease and the risk and all of this. Hang on, I'm just going down, folks. Long COVID, there's an inquiry into this. There's people sitting on chairs. And they're saying they're very concerned about higher than normal deaths. This is because of the fake pandemic. Okay, so they're concerned about lots of people dying, and it's got nothing to do with the jabs again. So the experts that no one's ever heard of, and we don't know where they are, and where they're overseas, and we don't know, I've never heard of these people, and they're, for some bizarre reason, bringing in samples from influenza patients from Brazil to do a study here to tell us or to convince us that all of this is real. Anyway, they go on here that they're hoping that their findings could be built upon to develop methods to establish who was at risk of serious complications from COVID-19, so they could be treated early. So really, you're working on your new vaccines and stuff to for those who do remain alive but in a lot of pain, who aren't dead yet. You're going to suck them and bleed them dry of their money. That's what they're saying there. Ideally, he says, in the future, if you have cardiovascular disease, it could be because you're obese or you have other complications or whatever. If there's signature in your blood that indicates that you're at risk of severe disease, then we can risk stratify patients when they are diagnosed. He said, our challenge now is to draw a clinical finding from this. From what? Which we can't at this stage. but it's really fundamental, and the biological difference we're observing between COVID-19 and the flu, which we need to validate with larger studies. So they've got to validate with larger studies. And the research continues, they say in other journals. And then it says here, stay connected and sign up to our weekly newsletter, and that's the end of the article. Okay, so let me double check here. I'm just going through this piece. I'm squinting. I'm going through to the top. The article is by Stuart Layt. That's Layt. September 29th. Unlike flu, COVID-19 attacks DNA in the heart. New research. Direct research, he calls it. And they're bringing in tissue samples from hearts from Brazil for some bizarre reason. I got that. I'm going back again. I'm going back down. There is not one link. Not one link in this article anywhere. There is nothing. There is not one link to the study. There's not one link to contact anyone. There's nothing. Nothing. Not one thing. Nothing. Nothing there. Okay. Let's just laugh at that and move on. This was another one Janice Barcelo sent me from the US. Good to have my great guests also sending me information from their neck of the woods, you know. So time here. Boy, man, okay, how can you fit what you want to do in a bloody day? I can't fit anything in. Honestly, I'm just going all day trying to do everything and keep everything fitting together. And with a little one, you know, she's 7 this year and doing all that and just everything. It's just amazing. And I try to sit down and do this, and you blink and it's 11 o'clock at night. And I'm like, oh, God, it's just not enough time, is there? It's really weird, though, because I'm so busy and trying to, and if I do go out in the day, in the week, it's to get things and pick up things and do a couple of things, but I have to do it so fast and come back, And it just seems like no one works anymore. It's unbelievable. There's just thousands of people out every single day of the week just drinking coffees. They got drinks, glasses of beer. They're having hamburgers. They're just walking around the beach. They seem to have unlimited. I don't know what these people do. I have no idea. I have no idea in the world. If we have one day off, we get crippled. You know? I remember working at these places, you know, years ago, just working at these places. And if you have like a sickie, you just want to stay at home because you don't want to go out because you might see someone or the boss. you're that paranoid. Or, you know, you want to have a day off and you get questioned, or you have a couple of days off and you go back and people are talking about you, you know, it's like that kind of thing, you know, but like one day off really hurts the budget and there's just bills to pay and things to do, but not for these people, not for these people in Sydney. I don't know who they are. They can't all be retirees and tourists because every day I go out, the shops are full, the coffee shops are full, the bars are full, the beaches are full, and there's just all these dudes standing around the beaches just picking their bums, standing around talking. And I'm like, how the hell do these guys pay their rent? How do they live? Where do they get their money? Do they just live at home with mummy and daddy? Is it failure to launch society? I can't understand. I'm talking every single day around Sydney and the northern beaches here where I live in Sydney. Every day, no matter where you go, it is packed. Every single day, everywhere you go, packed. Every shop, every place, every beach, every avenue, everywhere you go, there's hardly any parking. Everybody's just out and about, just doing nothing. I'm like, what do these people do? I just, like, how do they bring money? I'm stumped. I have no idea what's going on. So they have big, like, warehouses where they just go and get changed and they come back. Are they employed by the government to make the streets and the beaches and everything look busy? Is that their job? You know? And then they, like, do a shift and then they go home and they come back and they go to the warehouse and they put on moustaches and board shorts and stuff like that and they go and have a coffee and that's to make other people think that everything's good and everything's busy. I absolutely don't understand. I don't understand. Because any time that I get out in the day, like, to do things, I'm rushing. I have no time. Like, I've got to use my time really well. And we struggle. We're struggling. All the time struggling. Just to pay basic bills, it's just super hard. It's just so hard, and everything's just so becoming so expensive, and it's really difficult times. You know, it's difficult times, and so I'm always treading water, and all we do is work and keep busy. It's really hard, and I just see these people just lounging around. I will drive past them on the beaches. I'm not kidding. Like Wednesday at like 10 in the morning or 2:30 in the afternoon, and they're just with their shirts off drinking glasses of beer with their feet up and thongs on. I'm like, what do you people do? Are you actors? I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't understand. They can't all be backpackers, they can't all be students, and they can't all be elderly people. And they can't all be people just on unemployment benefits. There's too many people. It's just packed. It's packed. Some days I think I've got to go and do something, and look, it's Wednesday, it's 10:30 a.m, it's going to be quiet, and it's just packed. Anyway. People are just buying stuff, just buying things. They seem to have endless money. I don't get it. Anyway, continuing on, sorry for my rant. It's just one of those things in life I don't get. Good morning, America. So this is going on from the other article, why young athletes may be more at risk for sudden cardiac arrest. Can you believe that we're living in a time in history where I'm reading you this kinds of headlines in articles, particularly right after people have been injected with this venom? You wouldn't see this 5 years ago, would you? 10 years ago, 20 years ago, no. You're reading these articles now, but what's changed? Well, people were injected with mRNA jabs, but they won't tell you in any of these articles. This is how they just slowly induce the masses of the world day in and day out with all these articles and all these headlines to just induce people's minds and make this normal. So now, if you're an athlete and you're 18 years old, you're going to have a cardiac arrest and it's completely normal. Good morning, America. When 16-year-old Haley Mesh stepped out onto the flag football field, this is from the United States, she didn't know it would kill her, or nearly kill her, sorry. My brain hurts so bad, she told Good Morning America, and then like everything went black. Mesh almost died from sudden cardiac arrest. She survived because she had known she had a heart condition. Her doctors said that Mesh's heart screening test detected her risk early and it saved her life. Studies have also shown that sudden cardiac arrest is a leading medical cause of death in athletes. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, this is a real credible source, approximately 2,000 young people die from sudden cardiac arrest each year, many without any previous complications or known heart issues. You just die. That's what happens now, you know. 16-year-old kids go out and kick the football in the park, and they just have a sudden cardiac arrest and they just drop dead. And that's just what happens now. But remember when you were a kid going to primary school and running up to the park in the afternoon and kicking the ball and running around the bush and going to the beach and everything? You didn't have cardiac arrest. I know I didn't. I've got three brothers. There's four of us and we didn't. My father didn't. None of my friends did. We were running around like crazy people. I used to go surfing 3-4 times a day if I could. I never stopped as a kid. We were running around like crazy animals. I didn't see any other kids having heart attacks or heart-related issues or clutching their heart. I never did. But now you do, because now it's just changed and now it's normal. You just do now, but it's got nothing to do with the jabs. Yeah. Yeah, so they're just telling you how, you know, young people are a serious risk now. So the risk is nearly 4 times higher in student athletes. Again, no links or studies or anything. They're just telling you. They're saying that most athletes now are at high risk of having these heart incidences. And now they've got new research with no links or anywhere to back up any of it. They're just saying that 80% of kids who suffer sudden heart cardiac arrest have no symptoms prior. Right, see what they're doing? So here we have research, no link. The research, they just say research, but there's no link. There's no information here for me to go, okay, what is the research? Could I take a look and share this around to people that I talk to and get it out there so they can get back to me and I can go a bit deeper here and get the research papers and maybe make some phone calls or write some emails and say, could I just read this? No, it just says research. So the research shows. Yeah, I can say the research shows anything, can't I? Yeah? Let me put up an article on my website tonight, you know? Research shows that I saw a green pig flying in the sky today with 4 eyes and 16 legs, and it was making a hissing noise. It did loops, and then it spun, and then it went up into the sky, and it disappeared. And, but it was researched. I had a conversation with my dog this morning. We had a very deep conversation. The dog spoke in perfect English. And he was telling me all sorts of things and all sorts of amazing things. And there's research. I mean, this is fucking ridiculous. And this just shows you the dream world that people are living in. Research shows 80% of kids who suffer sudden cardiac arrest have no prior symptoms. They're just telling you that now. So they're telling you that all these kids who are having cardiac arrest have no previous health issues. They're just kids. They should be in the apps. They should be absolutely be able to jump over buildings being a kid. Think of the energy you had as a kid, but now they're having heart attacks and heart inflammation and problems. And it's just the research shows. In Florida, a non-profit who we play for is raising awareness around detecting risk earlier. They offer low-cost ECGs. It's never okay for a kid to die out of nowhere because they never know that they have a heart condition. Jesus crikey. Can you believe it, folks? It's never okay for a kid to die out of nowhere because they never know that they have a heart condition. Oh, my God. So anyway, Mesh's school was one out of more than 150 schools in Florida that require student athletes to get ECGs before they play now. Her doctors told her that early detection saved her life. Josh Tete was also able to detect his heart condition just last year. If gone unnoticed, could have led to sudden cardiac arrest and death. Were they given the COVID-19 shots? Nothing here. He said, I didn't have any symptoms. I've always been really healthy. So I wouldn't have known it. I didn't. My whole life has been perfect, he said to Good Morning America. I had this screening and they found something wrong with my heart. They told me that this is why athletes die. So a majority of high schools now across the United States require student athletes to pass through questionnaire endorsed by the American Heart Association. Isn't it interesting how they're slowly slipping all this in and making it normal? And a physical exam before playing sports. Well, they want to find those blood clots, and especially those micro blood clots after you've had those jabs. So nothing here about the jabs. Unbelievable. They're just telling you it's life-saving. Isn't this incredible, folks? And this is only a drop in the ocean. Is really unbelievable, isn't it? And I know I'm usually like a maniac here. It's just my way to cover things. It's the way I do it, you know. It's Because I'm not going to sit up here like these fucking so-called alternative media dickheads and try to act like the mainstream media. I'm just going to be myself. That's the way it is. These people are absolute fucking dickheads. This is unbelievable. This is absolutely incredible what they're doing. I've got to save these, and I am saving them. They're saved. And we'll cover again. We'll cover again. Unbelievable. Aren't they unbelievable, just those two? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. It really is incredible. Boy. I mean, imagine what it's going to be like in the years to come. You know, I mean, imagine another year, 2 years, and these young people who have had these jabs and they have no idea why they have these conditions. They're just told by their schools and they're just told by these so-called experts who have all these mountains and mountains of words, but there's nothing to back any of it up. Study after 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 study. But there's no studies. There's no links. There's no evidence. There's nothing there to read. There's nothing there. But there's just studies. There's this study and then that study, and it's unbelievable. So these people are these kids have got these jabs in. Basically cursed. They're cursed. Absolutely cursed. You know? And the system around them, including the schools and all this whole medical system around them, know that these kids are sick and they're going to have heart problems, and they're doing these tests on them and they're telling them. It's just absolutely incredible. And these kids have no idea that it was the prick in the arm that they got. You know, it really is unbelievable to me. This kind of propaganda that is so ridiculous and idiotic and so stupid is just mind-numbing. But it's just everywhere. It's everywhere. It is so sad. It is so sad. And for all these kids and all these teenagers and all these young people going through universities trying to play sport and stuff that have got these jabs, they have absolutely no idea about this. This is what we were talking about ages ago, these doctors that came out and said these young people, these 18-year-olds or whatever, they basically have hardly any symptoms other than a couple of out-of-breath issues, but they've got micro blood clotting. What do we say? You know, this is the technology within the jabs, especially the graphene oxide. This is scaffolding. It's building. It's building and building and building and building. You got to remember, these are teenagers. These are 16, 17-year-old kids, 18-year-old kids. They've had these jabs. They've got this blood clots. But they're so physically strong and their bodies are still so healthy that this is just like a slow tide, and it's just building and bubbling up, and it's taking time and time and time. You know? And now what they're doing, the system to cover their asses, is they're making them go through all these tests, right? ECG tests and all of this, heart tests and everything, D-dimer tests and blood tests. They're making them do it in school just to be able to play sport, to cover their fucking asses. That's what they're doing. The schools are covering their fucking asses. So they're making these teenage students who want to play sports in American schools do all these blood tests and heart tests and everything. They're picking up the damage caused by the mRNA injections in the tests, and they're telling those young people that if you go out and play these sports, you're at risk of having a heart attack. And the kid says, oh, really? I didn't know that. I had no idea. I've never had a health problem in my life. I've never had any concerns whatsoever. Well, we're just informing you, because you had your test, that we don't think that you should really play sports because you're at risk of dropping dead. Oh, wow, I better tell mum and dad, that's scary, I didn't know. They tell mum and dad, and mum and dad start looking genetically at cousins or sisters or uncles or aunts or grandfathers or grandmothers or whatever that may have had this kind of condition. Well, you know, Jimmy's got it. But it's got nothing to do with the mRNA technology that was injected into your child. The elephant in the room is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger until it's like a fucking, the elephant's the size of Mount Everest. And they can't see it. You were injected with poison. Now they're telling you you're sick and you can't do anything anymore because you could die and you don't get it. But this is the constant drip feed, never-ending manipulation, lies and propaganda from the world's mainstream media fucking scum that just constantly just flood the public mindset with this propaganda over and over. It just goes on and on. It just gets deeper and deeper and deeper, the water, you know, of propaganda, and then after a while, they start to believe this propaganda, and they can't see the truth. They can't see it anymore. It's unbelievable. And these are just two articles. There's thousands of these articles normalizing potential heart attacks and heart problems in teenagers in school after they've had these jabs, and we fucking know it was the jabs. But there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands, millions of these mainstream media articles coming out every day now normalizing this. And people can't put two and two together and see that it was the jabs. And as I said, as this goes on and the years go on, they're just not going to see it ever. It's incredible. And all they have to do is get some mainstream media prostitute puppet to put his stupid fucking wobbly noggin in a newspaper article with his name there and just say researchers, professionals, studies, doctors, experts, and all this kind of stuff, but not supply one single shred of evidence to back up anything that they're saying. You know what I mean? The experts say that you're going to get this and that, and this is what's happening, and all this is going on, but there's no links, there's nothing to back anything that they're saying up whatsoever. There's not one single thing that you can look at to back up anything that they are saying. And it's just getting worse. So the media are just writing articles to tell you that you're sick. And you're sick and you're sick and you're sick and you're going to get all these conditions, and it's just, who knows why it is. It's because of this and because of that. But it's not the jabs that you had. A couple of months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago. It's not that. It's just whatever. And the expert that I put in my article, because I'm a columnist and I typed on my keyboard, expert, right? That expert that I typed in the article, he says so. But who's the expert? There's none there. We don't know. Don't know. Nothing there. Just because I put expert, and I'm a columnist, and I work for the newspapers. Boom, expert, professionals, scientists, doctors. This guy, that guy, he said this, he said that. There's a study over here, there's a study over there, and they say it. But where's the evidence? It's not there, no. You know, you can't question us because we're the media, we're God. We say so, expert. It's incredible. It's incredible. And it's just getting worse. It's just getting worse because the general population allow it to get worse, and then it just becomes out of control. Yeah. It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable points. I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. This is what the Night Watch podcast is. Just be honest. Talk about this. Because no one's fucking talking. I can go out and walk around the streets today. I can go for a walk everywhere. And anyone who's talking, they're talking bullshit. No one's talking. I can't find a single person to go and stand on the street and have a conversation about this with. I can't talk to anyone. They don't want to listen. They're all looking at this stuff. And they're all believing in the experts and the studies. And the studies and the experts and the scientists and the doctors and the newspaper columnists, they're all going to tell you why you're sick and that you're going to get all this now and you're going to have all these problems. And, you know, just because we say so. And where's the experts? We don't have them. That's okay. Talk about living in the Twilight Zone, folks. Isn't life incredible? Isn't it? I know you guys get this, and it doesn't drive me insane. Don't worry. It baffles me, and I cover it. But it's just because the simple fact that just people don't want to have conversations anymore. Mm-hmm. I could walk up and down these streets. I couldn't find a single neighbor that would want to have this conversation. They're just choosing to believe in a lie. And it's unbelievable. And when they themselves and their kids, their children, their wives, their families, whatever, their parents die, they become sick, they drop dead, they have heart, they're terrible heart conditions, they don't know why. When people around them are getting terribly chronically sick and terrible cancers and having heart attacks and heart inflammation, everything, they don't know why. When they hear the ambulances everywhere, they don't know why. When they got the jabs and then they get so sick and they go back to the doctor and the doctor tests them and tells them they've got COVID again, even though they got the jabs, they don't know why. Hmm? People around them start dropping like flies, dropping dead. They don't know why. Do they know why? Or they just don't want to know why. This is the thing that irritates me about people. Do these people know why? Do they deep down know why and what's really going on, but they choose to just ignore it because it's too scary for them? Or they really fucking don't know why? Because if they really fucking don't know why, then how dumb are these people? I mean, seriously? How can you not see the elephant in the room here? This is the problem. Seriously. I think it's time to stop cutting corners with people and, you know, and just cut through like a knife. I'm fed up. I've had enough. I've absolutely had enough. I'm not sugarcoating anything anymore. I'm done. And the thing is, you know what a really crazy thing is people are getting these jabs, they're dying, having heart attacks, and then the families are going and having these funerals, and they're having these funeral processions, and no one's bringing up the jabs. Everyone's being respectful. If someone I care about, and I know they had the jab, and I know they had no previous health conditions, they fucking drop dead of a heart attack, and they have a funeral, I don't think that I can go to that. And it's not out of disrespect. It's because if I go there, I will not be able to physically sit in that place and listen to all their bullshit without getting up there and screaming at these people that the fucking jabs did it. This makes me a terrible person, doesn't it? Yeah, this guy's a fucking asshole, right? For stating the absolute plain truth. But how can I prove it? That's the thing. Maybe ate too many fucking cheeseburgers. I don't know. This is the thing. The longer this goes on, when people have had these jabs, we don't know what's going on. But if I know a person and they've always been in pretty good health and been okay, and I know this personality and I know them to be pretty solid, and I know that they go down, they get two Pfizer jabs, and then a few months later they have a fucking heart attack and they drop dead, well, guess what? 2 + 2 = And I pretty much know that it's going to be those Pfizer jabs that cause that person's death. But you go to the funeral and you have to sit there and pay your respects and be all respectful. You can't stand up and say something because you're going to be a disrespectful bastard. And nobody in the family and none of their friends want to hear you crap on about that. They just died and accept it. Don't bring it up. It's not going to happen and you're not going to hear it brought up at any of these funerals of all these people that are dying from these jabs. No one's going to say it and no one's going to mention it. That's what I feel like I will. So that's why I won't. I just can't go to them. Because I can't stand to see people sitting around mourning and not looking into that mirror of truth. There's a serial killer on the loose here and nobody's talking about it. It's just, it's okay. Oh my God, it drives me insane. Absolutely insane. People are dropping like flies and nobody's connecting the dots. It's really simple. What did people do differently over the last couple of years that they normally wouldn't have done before? What did they get? What did they consume? What did they take? What did they accept into their bodies, into their lives that they wouldn't have done before, that you've never seen before? What's changed? Question mark. Why are people acting so crazy, folks? Why? These are the questions, aren't they? As we try to work out our own species, apparently. We're all brothers and sisters. We're all the same. Aren't we? Right? Right? The hell? This guy over here, he fucking looks like the same as me. He's got arms and legs and a head. He's walking around. He's talking English. He's got skin on his body. He's got bones underneath him. He's wearing clothes. We're human, right? We're brothers and sisters. We're all the same. Really? Because I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing fucking zombies walking around in no man's land. No man's land. No man's land. I've got nothing in common with them. I've got nothing to have a conversation with them about. I've got absolutely zero reasons to even walk up to that person and have a conversation. I have no interest in the world. We're on different sides of the universe. So if we're all the same, what makes us so bloody different? It's crazy. Why? What? Like, this is insane. How can these people in their millions, hundreds of millions of people go in and get these jabs in their arm and then go through all this suffering and not know what it is? It is, oh my God, it's not even an elephant in the room anymore. It's a spear straight through your skull. And then you're reading articles like I've just been reading through the mainstream media. These drongos, they read these papers, they're reading this and they can't see it. I've just stumbled into some bizarre TV show. I don't know what's going on. I've got no script. I don't know anyone on there. I don't know my lines. I don't know why I'm there. I'm just... I'm looking at the camera. I don't know what I'm doing. And every day it just gets weirder for me. Weirder and stranger by the hour. It is just so strange out there. It is just such a strange world we live in now. It's very, very peculiar. Isn't it? Yes, it is. I know you agree, folks. Very peculiar. But I know that we and I are on the right path. I know by thinking this and questioning and everything, it has to be the right way, because the right way is never going to be easy. If everything was easy and I don't know, I feel like I'm on the wrong path. I feel like because it's a struggle and I'm constantly working things out and I'm going through all this and we're laying these bricks, we're laying these foundations, I feel like that's something to work towards and I feel like it's the right way. Because this system just doesn't work for me. It's wrong. All of this, it's just weird. You know? It's really, really, it's just absolutely incredible. And it's just going to get more unbelievable. Really is. Anyway, take care, guys. Great chatting with you tonight. Good being on the Nightwatch podcast for Monday, the 3rd of October, as we as you listen to my ranting and my raving, and we go over all the latest, and we break down this crazy system around us. It's unbelievable times, and there's always plenty to discuss and talk about. Busy week coming up. I don't know what's going to happen this week. We'll just go with the flow. But it's great to have you guys plugged in. The Kras Files website, it's an active website. There's always stuff going up. I've been a little bit busy this long weekend, but I'm back now. And, go over all the latest articles. Comment away to the articles. Contact me anytime. I do this by myself. I'm here. Contact me about anything. Let people know about the website, and I'd love more members this year. It really is important. It's such a vital thing to get members in here and on board here. And so let your friends know, or anyone know if they want to do that, and support, or just get on the website, and I'll be back. So just keep active on the website. As I said, these podcasts are all over the place. I don't know what's going on. I just come in here and do them. So keep checking in every day, and taking a look at all the latest, and please take care, and keep in control, and I'm a little bit nutty, I know, but just look at the world around you, and look at what's happening, read everything, analyze everything, you know, take it all in, and break it all down. There's no limits to your mind. Your mind's not going to get to a certain extent and go, oh, I've had enough. Your mind is not even a sponge. It is beyond. You can just keep going and going and going and going and going. It's endless. And so there's absolutely nothing wrong with critically breaking down everything that's happening around you and everything that you're seeing. Everything that you're seeing, no matter how insane it is, just break it all down, think about it, and have those conversations with anyone that you can. I love to have these conversations with certain people. It's really awesome, you know, just sitting down and just like, what the hell's going on? You know, it's really good to get it out. And talk about all these things, you know. It's really important to do so and not just sit there and be quiet, you know. It's really, really, really important to do so. So take care, guys, and we'll be back again on the next one, and look forward to that.